Hi everyone, welcome to A Daily Dose of Orange Juice. My name is Leslie Green and I'm an individual who is thriving with bilateral below the knee amputations. This podcast exists just to bring ideas and information to the forefront. Things suggested here should not be taken as a replacement for any advice you've been given by your doctor, your surgeon, any member of a mental health team that helps care for you, your prosthetic clinician, your physical therapist, your occupational therapist, or for that matter, any other member of your medical care team. So the topic I'm going to bring up today is one that I was asked to talk about. And I hear this frequently from individuals who have gone through amputation and are at the beginning stages. And it's, what do I do if I have family members and friends who are really, I hate to use the word, unsupportive or not understanding of what I'm experiencing, who maybe have expectations that I be, quote, fine by now, and just really don't see where I'm at. So that's a topic that I think needs to be addressed, and so I'd like to touch on that lightly. Again, remembering that this information is just to get you thinking, not to replace any directives that you've been given in your care. You know, and when you're going through a hard time, people who you have hopes of being supportive and understanding, when they're not, can prove trying. We all know that it's important to have people in our life who understand what we're going through, or at least are willing to try to understand. And when those people aren't supportive, or if they are blaming or holding expectations that seem unreasonable to us, it can make us feel really discouraged. What can you do if these individuals are not in your corner? Lack of support from people in our social circle can be tough. But there are things you can do to find that support and that understanding. You know, amputation affects everyone. Whether you are the person who lost the limb or a loved member of that person's life. And speaking to the individual right now, it's important that you come to grips with the fact and recognize that not everyone understands. It's critical that you acknowledge that there is a reason behind their feelings, but that it doesn't have anything to do with you. There are lots of reasons that people may not be understanding of a situation like amputation. Their behavior toward you may be automatic and have absolutely nothing to do with you as a person. It may be that they're grappling with your loss and don't know how to express it to you. Maybe people you're hoping for support from grew up in a way where they were taught that it just wasn't acceptable to show a need for support. Sometimes the people that we hope for support from need education, just the way we do. And it's something that we understand as the person who's gone through limb loss, that there wasn't education for us. So there certainly hasn't been education for them. And it may take time for that person to be able to be supportive and understanding because they're needing to catch up to where you're at with understanding what you've been through. But in the meantime, you need to treat yourself well. Perhaps one of the best ways to find the support that you need is to start with yourself. You've got to be your own greatest supporter. And I know you might be thinking, but wait a second, I'm the one who's gone through this really tragic loss. That's true. But you and only you are ever going to be the one who motivates yourself forward. So start by doing something like being kind and gentle to yourself. Start with positive self-talk. Pay attention to your inner voice. It's got a lot to say to you. Now, notice I didn't say that this was an easy thing. You may be a person who's highly critical of yourself, and paying attention to that inner voice may mean learning to change what you say to yourself about yourself. For instance, if your self-talk is particularly negative, you actually could be creating more stress and anxiety for yourself. So I want you to try and keep that voice positive, even if it means repeating positive statements every day until it becomes your habit. Negativity only feeds your lack of support, because then you're not supporting yourself. If you're finding yourself getting trapped in that negative thought cycle, where you're repeating and ruminating on negative things over and over, things that have gone wrong, you need to look for ways to turn those thoughts around and interrupt that voice. Finding ways to distract yourself can be helpful. So, one good distraction I know of is good self-care. Doing things that improve your mood for caring for your body, because self-care is highly personal. So start making a list of the things that you might enjoy, that you might consider a luxury, but you might be in need of, like taking a hot shower, reading a good book. How about a nap? Maybe it's listening to a podcast. Ta-da! Here's one for you. Or just getting outside and getting fresh air and sunshine. If you can find a way to carve out time for these activities and learn to care for yourself in small ways, it's going to help you not only feel better, but it's going to let you take responsibility for your health and your emotions. Likewise, self-care helps you remove some of the focus from how unsupportive other people are by doing things positively and supportive for yourself. Okay, here's a big one coming up. Don't believe depression myths. And what I mean by that is that when you're in a downtime, it's not a sign of weakness. You've been through a major surgery, and there may be many biologically based reasons that you are feeling the things that you're feeling. So you're not seeking attention when you ask for help from people. You're trying to find the best way to get what you need until things get better. So no matter what anybody else says about you, don't lose sight of that. It takes a lot of courage to ask for support and understanding. Keep asking. You'll find the right person. And don't buy the myth. You know, we talked about this a little bit earlier, and it's that recognition that the people that you're seeking support and understanding from might be struggling themselves, and that education is that key to help them. People might not be able to offer their support when they can't cope. And it's not that they don't care. They just don't have the resources yet. So remind yourself of this when you're getting disappointed. Most of the time, their lack of availability has more to do with them than it does to you. So don't take it personally and assume that they don't care about you. They're just not at the same place where you are with this situation. So then the key is to find understanding and support elsewhere. When your friends and family can't offer you what you need, you can find people who will. There are communities, either in person or online, and we have Balanced Amputee Wellness communities to check into. And although at first those people might seem like strangers to you, because of a common shared experience, you often can form real authentic relationships. You're looking for somebody who understands what you're going through. So don't hesitate to look for that outside of your family and friends. You might even find that there are resources for them as well. Sometimes it's actually easier to share your struggle with a stranger especially if they've got that common bond, because it can be less concerning. So I know that this wasn't all rocket science and it wasn't all brand new to you. Sometimes we just need to be reminded that our situation is not who we are and that there is a way forward. Well, I'll look forward to seeing you again next week. And in the meantime, again, if you're in need of individuals with a common experience to amputation, please feel free to reach out to Balance Amputee Wellness Communities. You can connect with me through my email, which is legreen@hanger.com.